Happy Resurrection Sunday, Grandview family. When I say Christ is risen, would you respond, renewed creation has begun. Christ is risen. Would you just give me 8 minutes to remind you of a resurrection story that took place on the road to Emmaus, a road between Jerusalem and a town called Emmaus, about 7 miles long. Well, 3 days after Jesus was crucified, he rose from the dead as he had said that he would. Early in the morning, he appears to a number of people, Mary, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Salome, and others. But many of the disciples, they found the idea that Jesus wasn't dead anymore to be very, very hard to believe. And two of those disciples, on that day, they were walking the stretch of road from Jerusalem to Emmaus, and they were talking these things through. Well, could you imagine their state of mind as they walked? As they left Jerusalem, they also drifted away from the high hopes that they had held. They separated themselves from the gathering of the disciples. Can you imagine their disorientation, their emptiness and their sadness as they walked? They were processing, thinking these things through. Well, just to say, this disorientation, this emptiness, this is a part of the road to Emmaus. And this is a part of the resurrection story. Well, one of these two men called Cleopas and his friend are walking. Jesus catches up with them. He says, "What are you talking about?" We read in Luke chapter 24 that they stood still, looking sad. Cleopas says, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who doesn't know what's been going on these past few days?" You know, Cleopas thinks that Jesus has been living with his head in the sand. The disguised Jesus says, "What things? You know, tell me about myself," he sort of says playfully. I appreciate Jesus' life, light and playful way with his friends. He gives them a chance to tell this world-changing story in their own words, only knowing half a story. And Jesus is walking with them, enjoying their company, enjoying them, enjoying their companionship. This playfulness, this Jesus who wants to be with us, even when we only know half the story, even when we only half believe, this kind of a comical mistaken identity, this is part of the road to Emmaus. This is part of the resurrection story. That God was glad to be with these two men. That the risen Christ was truly glad to be with Cleopas and his friend. That the risen Christ is truly glad to be with you and with me. That's part of the resurrection story. What things? Well, the disciples just launch into the story. What things? Our chief priests and the leaders put Jesus of Nazareth to death, of course, but we thought he was going to be the one who would redeem Israel. What's more, some of the women in our group, they caught a vision of angels who said that Jesus was alive. You know, it's interesting to hear the disciples trying to work things out, to sort of overhear their conversation. It's like that they can't see past crucifixion to the possibility that Jesus is still the one who will redeem Israel. You know, for these two disciples, crucifixion and salvation don't belong together, can't go together. Yet you get a sense for all their despair that these two men still can't close the book on Jesus. That they've sensed a deeper reality in Jesus that they can't let go of. Or maybe Jesus can't let go of them. Even though the reality of death is so real and so deep. So Jesus says to them, and this is a crucial sentence in the story, it was necessary, was it not necessary for the Messiah first to suffer and then to go to his glory? Suffering and glory. Jesus is asking the question that the idea that the high status of the Son of God isn't in opposition to his suffering. Jesus, it questions the idea that honor and suffering might not belong together. You know, what if Jesus is asking them, my role of bringing God's life to the world is not in opposition to the brutality of my crucifixion? Now, to put it another way, Jesus probably had a dozen great ideas why he didn't want to die so young. You know, he could have complained to his disciples. He was the Son of God after all. And look at everything they did to him. But Jesus was resurrected. And in light of the resurrection, the complaints are irrelevant, right? Jesus explains to Cleopas and his friends that when you hold together suffering and resurrection. When you hold together humiliation and glorification, then life prevails. Then God has won out. When you hold suffering and glorification together, death and victory. Maybe there's a hint for us in this strange COVID period. A hint that pain doesn't have the final word. That the end of all things isn't our loneliness and our suffering. Maybe in our loneliness is the seed of a deeper companionship with God himself. Or maybe in our failure is a seed of new growth and of courage through the power of Christ. This reorientation around humiliation and suffering is a part of the road to Emmaus, is a part of our own resurrection story. Well, this journey has a destination, and it's Emmaus. But it seems like Jesus is going to pass right by the town of Emmaus. The suspense builds. Is Jesus going to be separated from these disciples who still haven't recognized him? But they say, "Jesus, why don't you stay with us? It's nearly evening." And Jesus stays. Well, now they're at table. Jesus takes bread, blesses the bread, breaks it, and gives it. And Luke writes that their eyes were opened, and they recognize Jesus. And Jesus vanishes from their sight. The two men say to one another, "Were not our hearts burning within us as he talked to us on the road and as he opened up the scriptures to us?" Well, the two disciples, they leave their dirty plates and dirty cups, and they dash out the door that very night and dash straight back to Jerusalem, and they share stories with the rest of the disciples. Well, this excitement, this willingness to abandon everything, this eagerness to share stories of hope, to share the story about Jesus, this is a part of the road to Emmaus. And this is the part of our own resurrection story. I wonder where you are at in this resurrection story today. I wonder where you are at on this route from Jerusalem to Emmaus and straight back again. Maybe you're feeling lonely and disoriented. Maybe you're trying to tell a story you only half know or only half believe. Maybe you're trying to understand how death and life, how suffering and honor can be held together. Maybe you're holding the story and are longing and bursting to share it. Richard Rohr writes, "If you look deeply inside every success, there are already seeds and signs of limits. And if you look inside every failure, there are also seeds and signs of opportunity." Well, I wonder, could it be that planted within our isolation and separation at this time could be a seed, the seed of communion, communion with God and with one another? Who is it that you will walk this Emmaus road with? Or could it be that planted inside your failure is a seed of new growth and fresh courage? And can you soak in the truth that the risen Christ is truly glad to be with you? Well, friends, Christ has risen, even when we only half know it. Renewed creation has begun.